There are a lot of wonderful things that happen when we are gathered at table, whether it's with our family and friends or whether it's with perfect strangers, but especially when we gather together as the body of Jesus Christ to come together at the table, naming once again that it is the Lord's table, that it doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to Him. Coming, inviting anybody who would like to receive the gifts that Christ has left there for us to share with one another. It is a wonderful time when we get to do those things. In the gospel lesson today, there are some stories about Jesus being gathered at table and about some things that happen. On the first occasion, Jesus is at table, and the table that Jesus gathers at is it's different than the tables that we usually gather at. For most of the time when we are at table, we have chairs or seats or benches that we pull up and we have our meal or our sharing time there at the table. But in the day in which Jesus lived, in that culture and society, the table was often close to the floor or to the ground. And when people came to table, they would use cushions or they would use some kind of reclining so that their heads and their bodies were near the table, but their feet were extended away from it. And those feet were bare feet. So they are gathered at the table at the house of a man named Simon the leper. Jesus is a guest. He is a host. He is being treated as though he is a very special person. And while he is at the table, there are a couple of things that are going on. There is a woman who makes her entry. Her name is not given to us. Her relationship to Jesus is not told to us. We are simply told that she steals into the place and walks close enough to the table that she can pour perfume over the head of Jesus. The people who are gathered there do not understand this very unusual action, and they protest it, saying, this perfume is wasted. It should have been sold and given to the poor. And Jesus rebukes them. He says to her, she has done a beautiful thing, and she has done what she could, for she has anointed my body ahead of my burial. Everywhere, whenever the gospel is preached, this story will be told in memory of her while they are at table. Judas Iscariot is out doing the business of making a deal with the temple leaders and the leaders who are seeking to find a way to arrest Jesus. They promise him money. They tell him that they appreciate what he is willing to do. The second occasion comes some days later. It is now the Passover time. It is time for Jesus and his disciples to gather at table again and to eat and to drink and to recall the story about God's rescue of the Hebrew people when they were slaves in the land of Egypt. They rehearse that story. They tell that story over again. Once again, while they are gathered together at the table, Jesus begins to tell them the narrative of God's good work. And as he is completing the story about the grace and the mercy of God, he pours a cup of wine and he uncovers a loaf of bread. And he says to them, "This is my body. It is given for you for the forgiveness of sins." And he takes the cup and he says to them, "This cup is the cup of salvation. It is my blood that is shed for you. Take and eat and drink and remember me." While Jesus was at table, he said a startling, amazing thing to his disciples. "One of you will betray me." They were shocked and stunned. And if you listen carefully to the narrative, you hear them not asking if it's one of the others, but they repeatedly say, "Is it I? Is it I? Am I the one that will do that thing that they could not fathom? And Jesus said, it is the one who dips his hand with me in the bowl. Every one of them did that thing. You and I know from reading other passages that it was Judas Iscariot who would later get up and leave the table to go to those that he had made a deal with. But I always marvel when I read this story that Jesus offered the loaf, the cup, to everybody in that room, including Judas, and the work that Jesus already knew that Judas had underway. While we are at table this day, there might just be some things happening in the world and in our own personal lives that we might lay hold of. For while we are at table today, receiving the gifts of God's grace and mercy and the affirmation of Jesus Christ that all are invited to come and receive, there are some people in our world who are living in the shock and despair that their homes and their businesses and their community infrastructure has been torn asunder by the winds and the washing waters that came from a horrific storm in the places where they live. While you and I are gathered together at table today, we may recall that in some places, God's people are fearful that their community will be torn apart this day by warfare that is taking place. That while they may be at table, they may hear the sounds of the artillery, of bombs that are falling. They live in the pressure of being forced to move or to pledge allegiance to another country that they do not wish to do so. While we are gathered at table today, we may remember that in our very own community, there are some folks who are struggling with disease, and some who are living with shortage of food in their households, that there are some who are this day mourning for the loss of life that has occurred in their own community or in places that they have heard about. While we are at table today, we, like all of those disciples, might remember that we have not always listened to and followed the Word of God. While we are at table, we might be reminded for a moment that we are not truly worthy because we've not kept every one of God's words and laws. And so all of us find ourselves once again invited to the table of Christ our Lord, knowing that things happen when we are at the table. That while we receive today the gifts that God gives to us, there may just be an anointing that takes place upon somebody's life. That while we are receiving the elements today, we too may remember that there are some changes that have to take place in our life and in our world in order for us to be faithful. But no matter what happens, this is a table of grace, and it is the table that invites us to come to the Savior. I invite you now to join me as we turn in page 12 of our hymnal, where we will share together in the table blessing that is given to us.